नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 12 श्लोका 13 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड मोहिनी मूर्ति बिवल्डर्स लॉर्ड शिवा येन सम्मोहिता दैत्या पायितश्चामृतं सुरा तद्दिदृक्ष्व आयाता परं कौतूहलं हिना Translation by His Divine Gurushila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. My Lord, we have come here desiring to see that form of your Lordship which you showed to the demons to captivate them completely and in this way enable the demigods to drink nectar. I am very much eager to see that form. There is no purport, so read the next shloka. श्री शुक उवाच एवं अभ्यर्थितो विष्णुर् भगवान् शूलपाणिना प्रहस्य भाव गंभीरं गिरिशं प्रत्यभाषता वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग श्री शुक उवाच डिवाइन कृष्ण इसी भक्तिविधान स्वामी प्रभुपाद ट्रांसलेशन Sukadeva Goswami said, when Lord Vishnu was thus requested by Lord Shiva, who carries a trident in his hand, he smiled with gravity and replied to Lord Shiva as follows, Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, is known as Yogeshwara, Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna. Mystic yogis want to acquire some power by practicing the yoga system. But Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is known as the Supreme Lord of all mystic power. Lord Shiva wanted to see the Mohini Murti, which was captivating the entire world. And Lord Vishnu was gravely thinking of how to captivate Lord Shiva also. Therefore, the word Bhava Gambhiram is used here. Bhava Gambhiram is used here. The illusory material energy is represented by Durga Devi, who is the wife of Girisha or Lord Shiva. Durga Devi could not captivate Lord Shiva's mind. But now that Lord Shiva wanted to see Lord Vishnu's feminine form, Lord Vishnu, by his mystic power, would assume a form that would captivate even Lord Shiva. Therefore, Lord Vishnu was grave and at the same time was smiling. Hare Krishna. So here we are reading in the text of Srimad Bhagavatam that Krishna shown this form, wonderful form as Mohini Murti. And Shiva could not see that. And Shiva is a great devotee. He is here desiring to see this form. Quite a contrast that tomorrow is Shivratri. Like say, I saw in the chart, tomorrow is Shivratri. And people chanting Har Har Mahadev, especially in Babulnath. Just we can hear a loud voice coming Har Har Mahadev. They are chanting the glories of Lord Shiva. And here a contrast pastime is going on where Lord Shiva is completely captivated, bewildered by Krishna's energy. another contrast in pages of Srimad Bhagavatam itself is that just, I think, 2-3 chapters back only, Lord Shiva has been quite glorified. And to the degree he is glorified that he is said that you are a super soul, or he is kept on equal platform as Lord Vishnu. Because we know the pastime that when churning was conducted, poison came out. And nobody was ready to take that poison. It was very deadly poison and nobody could digest it. And ultimately they approached Lord Shiva. And Shiva, as his name, one of the name is Nilkantha. That means he consumed this poison, which was as an act of compassion to demigods and every living entity. He consumed this poison and glorified as Nilkantha. And in just 2 chapters back, Shiva is extremely been glorified. And another contrast is that just after 2 chapters, Shiva is completely bewildered by Lord's energy. How powerful is Lord? Many times we may see some scenes where a boy is attracted by a girl or girl is attracted by a boy, and sometimes such scenes are city like Bombay, it's in open, and we may wonder that what shameless people are this. But here you can imagine Lord Shiva, how he's been bewildered in front of his own wife. It will never happen. Suppose somebody is walking with his wife, and although he may be attracted by some other girl, but naturally he will not run after that girl. Although maybe his heart may be longing to have that association of that girl, he will not go. But Shiva here, just with next to him is Parvati Devi. And she's also a very, very, very beautiful lady. And his own wife is next to Lord Shiva. And Shiva is completely bewildered by Mohini Murti. And this is a supreme glorification. How powerful Krishna is there. Shiva, we should not be confused, that he is a topmost devotee. If you just notice minutely, wherever you find Lord Krishna's temple or even Lord Krishna's incarnation's temple also, we find Lord Shiva present. Next here only, you find at Juhu also, Shiva's temple is there. Babulnath and so many places you go, even in Vrindavan also, so many Lord Shivas are there everywhere. So wherever where Lord Vishnu is glorified in his various incarnation, Lord Shiva want to be there. And he liked to participate, serve in all the incarnations. And somehow he missed this incarnation, this particular form, as Mohini Murti. And he is a very glorious person. That's why he didn't participate in, he was not fighting for nectar. He just left. He was just in his assembly of sages, he just left. Other demigods were present for nectar. She was not interested in nectar. He just consumed the poison and he left. So he's very, very glorious personality. And from his side, he wanted to see this beautiful form, enchanting form, which enchanted, like say here in pages of Srimad Bhagavatam is mentioned, that it enchants entire creation. And Shiva is desiring to see this form. And Krishna is all-powerful person. Somebody may be very, very powerful in this material world, but nonetheless, his power is much smaller than Krishna's power. Krishna is all attractive person. Suppose, say, in a school, say, suppose some sweets are being distributed to, say, a kindergarten or, say, nursery children, very small, maybe, I think, 3-4 years old. They are just opening their tiffin boxes and some madhuram sweets are being distributed. They are having napkins under their badges and they are about to take. And suppose we find that 4th standard children comes. And he wanted to take away all the quota of these small children. And they wanted to take it and consume themselves. And suddenly principal sees it. And principal can easily control both of them. Because he's in power. He's stronger. He's in power. And he can easily control fourth standard boys and take the sweets and give to the kindergarten or 3-4 years old children, and they can have it. Similar episode happened here also. They are fighting, and in Krishna's eyes, both are children. And Krishna took and gave to demigods because they are loyal children. And even the best of fourth standard boy cannot match to principal because he is powerful. So similarly, say best of demigods also cannot exhibit power in front of Krishna, who is all powerful. And Lord Shiva, he is very, very powerful. We can imagine he is given one. He is the controller of Tamoguna, one guna itself, and he destroys the universe at the time of annihilation. What power he has got! Here in this purport, it's mentioned like name of Krishna is Yogeshwara. This is the Lord of Yogis also. He possesses all siddhis. Yeah, he is the complete topmost yogi, Ishwara of all yogis. Generally, people who are doing too much tapasya, they are attracted by Lord Shiva. You go to the place as Himalayas, people will worship more Lord Shiva because they are attracted, because he sits in some particular posture doing meditation. Like say have trident in his hand and so forth. People are attracted. But nonetheless, Krishna is Yogeshwara. And Krishna, by his potency, can bewilder anyone. If he wants to bewilder someone, he can easily bewilder. Someone may ask a question that when Krishna showed this form to Mohini Murti, and demigods are present and demons are present, and demons were completely captivated. They are not realizing what is happening. They accepted, even the Mohini Murti was distributing nectar to demigods. Nonetheless, they don't say any word for it. Then how come demigods were not captivated by Mohini Murti? That is Krishna's sweet will. Whatever the way Krishna wants to function, he can function. Krishna, same form, he can appear in many ways to different people. As it is description in Krishna book that Krishna entered wrestling arena where Kamsa was present, and he was a young child entering the wrestling arena, and different people saw Krishna in different ways. Somebody saw him as super soul. Yogi saw him super soul. Somebody is in parental rasa. They saw him as small child. Gopis saw, ladies saw him as like say perfect match for them. And for Kamsa, he was death personified. So same person was there, but he was acting. He was perceived to different people in different ways according to their consciousness, according how Krishna wants him to be revealed. Krishna can act to some in internal energy, and he can act some to external energy also. Same act can fall under internal energy and external energy itself. For example, in first canto, Duryodhana chastises Vidura and tell him to leave. Duryodhana was acting under external energy. But Prabhupada writes that for Vidura, it was act under internal energy. He was seeing as a will of the Lord, and he took as positive opportunity to go to Tirtha Yatra and visit different places of Lord Krishna's prominence. And same act for one person was in internal energy and another person was in external energy. So it's up to Lord. If he wants to bewilder someone, he can easily bewilder someone. Even that person can be of the topmost person. Here we are discussing Lord Shiva. He is not an ordinary person. He is a very, very highly elevated person. And nonetheless, still Krishna bewilders him. Krishna can bewilder anyone. Even what to speak of Lord Shiva, even the first expansion of Lord Shiva, Balramji, can also be bewildered by Krishna. We find in this particular pastime, Brahma Vimohan Leela, where Krishna expanded as cowherd boys and calves. And even Balramji couldn't make out what is happening. Till one incident happened when cows on the top of Govardhan Hill were running down the mountain and they were licking the calves and giving the milk, and the men are coming and then embracing the children, and Balramji could not accept this. And then Krishna revealed that these are all my expansions. So what to speak of Lord Shiva? Even the first expansion of Krishna can be bewildered. So what power Lord Shiva has got? He is very powerful. He is glorified as Dhira Purusha. Dhira Purusha means one who cannot be agitated. And in this particular pastime, Dhira Purusha has become extremely adhira. And he is chasing after the beautiful form of the Lord, which is completely captivated by desire to embrace and enjoy. Like churning of the mountain was done and from that poison came out. Similarly, when Shiva saw this beautiful form of Mohini Murti, his heart was being completely churned. And desires to embrace Mohini Murti were coming, he could not check it. He drank halal poison, but this particular desire he could not check it. And we see in subsequent pastime how Shiva was completely bewildered by Lord Krishna's potency. That's why for a devotee it's the utmost important that we should be surrendered souls. Many times we find that we think that actually we have got so much anarthas in my heart. That's good. We think that we have got lusty problem and so forth. How can I come out of it? But we should know that if Krishna wants, he can remove this problem in a second's time itself. Many times we quote this example of Haridas Thakur and we compare with Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is a great, great person, comes under Shiva Shakti, and Haridas Thakur falls under Jiva Shakti. And nonetheless, when Haridas Thakur was being tested by Maya Devi, Haridas Thakur was unflinched in his determination. He was not shaken. And Prabhupada writes, the only reason is that he was completely surrendered. Prabhupada writes in first canto is that why Haridas Thakur was not bewildered is that he was completely engaged in the service of the Lord. And that is the secret. We may have different anarthas, but if we just keep on serving, our minds are filled with services, then it will not create a problem. Surrender means we are fully engaged in service. And that is the only way to negate this particular problem. Otherwise, idle minds, devil's workshop, it acts. And in Kali Yuga, nobody is pure. Everyone is impure. In impure state, we are a sadhaka. And in sadhaka state, we want to do, like say, engage in Lord's service. And only way we can say no to this anartha is fully engage in Lord's service. We should not have any room for any time and so forth. We should occupy our mind with Lord's service, and that is the only solution. Even a person who is a staunch sadhaka, he can be bewildered. If he is not in association, We find so many cases. One of the cases I was thinking on this line is Bilwa Mangal Thakur. Most of the people, I think, knowing this pastime, because they performed drama 2 or 3 times, and most of the devotees will be knowing this pastime, how Bilwa Mangal Thakur was captivated by Chintamani. Completely captivated. And person, when is completely captivated, he don't discriminate what is right, what is wrong. Intelligence is gone. That's why many times people say this, love is blind. It's correct. It's completely blind. Because they don't see what is right, whether this character is proper for me, I don't know. Whether it's bigger than me or smaller, no material parameters work. I just want this person. That's all. Because there's a nature. And we find in Bilwa Mangal Thakur's pastime that he was completely captivated by prostitute. He left his father's dead body. He risked his life and went to Chintamani, and Chintamani directed that if you have got this much passion for Supreme Personality of Godhead, you would have attained it. And she became her path pradarshak guru. And Bilwa Mangal Thakur took initiation. His name became Leela Sukh. He's a devotee now. And this name was given because he used to chant the glories of the Lord in a very nice way. So now he's an initiated devotee. He chants the glories of the Lord very nicely. He's a mendicant, sadhu. He has given his whole life to Krishna. And then he's traveling towards the land of Vrindavan, I presume. And everything is fine. He's chanting Lord's name. He's chanting Lord's glory. He's a devotee. Everything wonderful. And he's passing through a village where some young ladies are drawing water at a well. And it includes one of the lady, as when Brahmani was there in that assembly. And Leela Sukh, he has given up everything. He is a devotee. Initiated. Given his life to Krishna. And he is captivated by this Brahmani. And he is in battle. And he came to the well and asked for water. And Brahmani, as a service attitude, she poured water. But Bilwa Mangal Thakur's attention is not in water. He's just gazing at the beautiful face and features of this lady. And this lady realized that he's gazing at me. So suddenly she wanted to go back to home. And she left the pot and rushing towards home. And Bilwa Mangal Thakur, he don't know what's happening. He's just focusing on that lady only. Like Dronacharya asked Arjuna, what do you see? Do you see the tree? Arjuna said, I don't know. I don't see it. Do you see the bird? I don't see the bird. Do you see Kauravas? I don't see it. Do you see me? I don't see. What do you see? I just see eye of that bird only. Similarly, Leela Sukh was completely focused, one-pointed focus on that Brahmani only. And Brahmani is a lady, chaste lady. She was bewildered, scared. She was rushing towards the house. And she came. And Leela Sukh, devotee, surrendered. Surrendered in the sense like, he's given his life to Krishna. And you can imagine, he's entering the house of somebody else just for the sake of enjoying that Brahmani. You can imagine what is the power of lust. And Brahmani went inside, and Brahmana was chanting the shlokas, and he was a cultured Brahmana, wanted to serve and respect Atithi and devotees. And our hero enters inside the house. Leela Sukh. And Brahmana, as a culture, he suggests, how can I serve you? You are my lord, worshipable lord. You are a devotee. It's my duty to serve you. He says, you won't be able to serve me. And Brahman says, if it's my reach, I would definitely serve you. Lila Sukh says, sure? He says, yes. And he says, I want to enjoy your wife. And Brahmana, what to speak of devotee? Even a karmi also is the last thing he would like that his wife, somebody else would enjoy it. Because even the karmi, like say, they cannot digest it. It's a great kick to the false ego. Because the husband always thinks, this particular, my wife is just meant for me only. Nobody else. And what dare somebody can even speak, like say, suppose somebody harasses somebody's girlfriend, he gets so angry. Because he thinks this is my property, exclusively for me. And a husband married, officially married, that she's for me only. And somebody comes, first time, he says, I want to enjoy your wife. And he's in dilemma. What shall I do? One side, scripture says that Atithi Deva Bhava, serve the guest, devotee. Another side, I can't do it. She's a devotee. She's a chaste lady. Nonetheless, after much of a deliberation, he accepted, okay. Approach Brahmani. And what trauma Brahman got, more trauma Brahmani got. Because she was a chaste lady. And for a chaste lady, to die is a better option than to do in such an act. But nonetheless, after her husband's request, she agreed, okay, whatever you say. And she came in front of Lila Sukh. And you can imagine what type of fight will go in the brain of head of Lila Sukh. Any devotee, sincere devotee, suppose he tries to break any of the four eagle principles, he cannot do it happily. Because naturally, there'll be so much biting in the heart. What am I doing? I know this is wrong, but mind sometimes captivates. Do it. It's a fight between mind and intelligence. And you can imagine Lila Sukh has completely dedicated his life. And now he is doing such an act for a devotee like say, Brahman is so worshipable. And he wants to engage in such an act just because he knew that I am uncontrolled completely. Such a drama will go in the head of Lila Sukh. Many times in devotee's case also, it can happen. Degree may vary, but it may happen. And ultimately, like say, by Krishna's grace, he was not involved in that act. He asked the hairpin of that Brahmani, please give your hairpin. Brahmani thought, maybe thorn in the foot, but it was a thorn in the heart. And Lila Sukh took and pierced in the eyes and permanently became blind. And he sacrificed just for Lord's service. He didn't want to deviate from Lord's service. It's not recommended. Otherwise, most of the people, at least me, I'll be become blind. It's not suggested. And only way is that practical Srila Prabhupada writes is just remain engage in service. That is the only way to negate it. No other way. No other way. And that's power of Lord's energy. This energy is completely under the control of the Lord. Maya Dakshina Prakriti Suyata Sacharacharam. It is completely under the control of the Lord. Devi Esha Ganumai Mama Maya Duratya. That means these three modes which Lord has created, it is very, very, very difficult to overcome it. Only somebody who has surrendered, then only he can say no to this energy of the Lord. It is very powerful. We are very insignificant in front of this energy of the Lord. Very insignificant. Only way is just surrendered to the will of Lord, spiritual master and Vaishnavas. That is the only way. And always remain engaged. That is the only solution to negate. this particular energy. When Krishna is pleased, he can easily free from these desires. In Krishna's pastime, in 10th canto, a description comes when Krishna enters the land of Mathura. So one society girl, Kubja, was attracted by Krishna and rendered some service to Krishna. And since Kubja rendered some service to Krishna by offering sandalwood to Krishna and Balaram, Krishna was happy. And due to that reason, in conclusion, he took away the lusty feelings of Kubja. Kubja was attracted by the beauty of the Lord. Krishna is all attractive person. He can captivate everyone. Everyone is captivated by the Lord. And Kubja was also quite attracted, completely attracted by the Lord. He was a society girl. So generally, she may not be attracted by a man, but Krishna is all powerful, all beautiful. So she was attracted. And Kubja wanted to have the company of the Lord. And she proposed also. And Krishna, since she has done some service to the Lord, he accepted, "I'll come at your house." Then after some days, Lord went to her house. And Kubja, thinking that I'll be enjoying the Lord's company as a female enjoys the man. And she prepared everything in the house. Prabhupada writes that she had many nude pictures in the house. She had flags and very soft beddings and different things in the house just to provoke man's mind. But when Kubja touches the feet of Krishna on her body, all her lusty desires vanquished. Whatever mundane desire we may have, by Krishna's touch, it can completely vanquish. So only way, only solution to this disease is that we should have Krishna's touch in our life. And that's the only way we can be free from this particular problem. And here Lord Shiva, Vaishnavam Yatha Shambhu, topmost of devotees, how Krishna will bewildered, Lord Shiva will be coming in forthcoming verses in this particular pastime. And as I mentioned, Krishna is all-powerful and attractive person. And here, he captures the mind, attention of Lord Shiva in front of everyone. Lord Shiva's wife is present. His followers are present. Lord Shiva didn't come alone. He came with his ghostly sena. He came with them. His wife is present. And Mohini Murti took Lord Shiva at different places where his disciples or sages are also present. And Shiva was sent person captured by this particular energy of the Lord. Although Shiva is accepted as Dhira, even Parvati could not agitate Lord Shiva's mind. Parvati is a very beautiful lady. And generally, like say, if some lady is sitting next to us, our mind may get disturbed, but not of Shiva. Shiva is not ordinary man. Let me glorify Lord Shiva. Tomorrow is Shivaratri. I may be offending him. So Shiva is not an ordinary man. For a common man, even the spark of material energy will bewilder us. Especially say it is in close association, or naturally our mind will be affected. Our minds are not pure. But Lord Shiva is not like that. He is oblivious to all these things. He is not an ordinary person. He is never engaged in material activities. His focus is completely on how to serve the Lord. So even this incident is there. We should not criticize Lord Shiva. We may take lessons from it. That how Krishna is all powerful, But nonetheless, Lord Shiva remains always worshipable to devotee's heart, that is for sure, because he's not an ordinary person. He's a very, very, very powerful demigod. He's worshipped by demigods also. We find that many times, even Lord or his incarnation, they also worship Lord Shiva. We find Ramchandra ji on one incident, he worshipped Lord Shiva. We find that in Kamyavan, Brishbhanu Maharaj worshipped Lord Shiva. Even Krishna also worshipped Lord Shiva in the land of Mathura. So Shiva is a very worshipable personality. And for him to get ordinarily captivated by such a feminine quality is not possible. Only a person who can do is Krishna. So we can't belittle Shiva, that Shiva also be hamare jaisa hi, is like say acted like an ordinary karmi person or ordinary materialistic person. He is captivated, but it's not correct. He remains all powerful. The proof is that if an ordinary materialistic person gets bewildered, he'll be ashamed. But here Lord Shiva was not ashamed by the after the incidents. That proves that he was on beyond that. And a devotee was mentioning that Shiva is a devotee. So devotee wants to glorify Krishna. And here he accepts the poison. He accepts the poison. And everyone comes and glorifies him. That you are so great, you are Devadi Dev, you are as good as Krishna. It's a fact, glorification. But devotee doesn't like it. Devotee doesn't like it. Devotee want to see Krishna as supreme. They don't want to be glorified themselves. And even Shiva was feeling the same thing in the heart. That why should I be glorified? Lord should be glorified. And he knew that Lord has got power to bewilder me. And that's why he personally went to Lord Shiva. So that he personally went to Krishna. So that he can show to the world who is God. And this particular incidence is very clear. Like many times people argue. Like Shaivites, there is a common argument between Shaivites and Vaishnavites. Who is great? Who is supreme? But in this particular episode of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is straightforward, without doubt, it is proven by Lord Shiva that my worshipful master and Lord is Krishna. He is all powerful. He shows to Parvati also, he shows to his followers also, he shows to the whole world that Krishna is supreme person. And there is a heart of a devotee also. Krishna in a man's form is so beautiful, though what you can imagine, he'll be in a female form. How beautiful he will be. So beautiful, it's captivating. Like Nimai Pandit in the land of Navdeep at the house of Chandrasekhar Acharya, they used to perform dramas. And many times, often Nimai would take the role of lady, I think Lakshmini or Rukmini Devi. I don't know which. Rukmini Devi, I'm not wrong. Rukmini Devi. And devotees will be surprised, and even Sachi Mata could not recognize. She would ask next, that who is this person who is playing the role of Rukmini? And devotees say, this is your own son only. This is Nimai. And Sachi Mata will be shocked and she will faint over there only. So when Krishna comes as all wonderful, beautiful boy's form, is so beautiful, so what you can imagine, if he displays feminine quality, how enchanting it will be. And Shiva knew, I'll be completely enchanted. But nonetheless, for glorification of Krishna, he accepted. So he's a very glorified person. But at the same time, he shows to the whole world that how Supreme Lord is all glorious. He's a completely glorious person. He can attract anyone. It's up to his will. For him, everyone else is very small, petty. He doesn't have to struggle so much. Suppose a WWF champion comes and say 5-6 say very, very small children are there, so it isn't a struggle. He can push anyone towards him. He can push anyone away from him. Similarly, Krishna can, if he wants, he can attract anyone towards him. So we should pray to the Lord that at least he can attract our mind and heart so that we can all time render in his service. And that's the only benediction we require. We can surrender completely in the footsteps of Thakur Haridas. And that is the only way. We don't have to even ask separately for this particular problem. Hey Krishna, I've got this anartha, remove it. If you tell, that is good. But just suppose somebody asks Krishna that Kirtaniya Sadahari, always remain, make me engage in your service, all other benedictions will automatically come. We don't have to strive for other benediction individually. Krishna, purify from this, purify this. No, if you are engaged in service, other things will come automatically. Like Janani was Prabhu, many times, sometimes our devotee asks, Prabhu, I've got this problem. And Janani was Prabhu, what difference does it make? Just remain engaged in service, everything will get all right. So similarly, like say, whichever platform we stand on the ladder, only solution is that we always remain in service of the Lord. And here we can understand how glorious is Lord Krishna, who is a supreme person, and how glorious are his devotees, who are also glorious because they are connected to Krishna. Here Prabhupada writes in one of the purport that this form which Krishna displayed was not in external energy. It was in internal energy. So that form bewildered Lord Shiva. Hare Krishna, I'll end. It's already up, so we'll end. Shri Prabhupada ki Jai. Thank you very much. Anand Koti Vaishnav Vrind ki Jai.